校的聚会要继续上午的主题，忧喜参半的祝福。
Our topic for this afternoon will be a continuation from this morning's, which is the bittersweet blessings.
每个人都希望神呢来祝福他。
Everyone wishes that God would bless him.
那神的祝福呢？往往忧喜参半。
Often the blessings of God are bittersweet.
但是也有人一生在他的肉体物质方面一直都过得不错。
There are a few of us who have lived a rather good life physically.
好像路加福音书六章主耶稣所说的那个财主。
For example, in Luke chapter 16, there is the rich man that the Lord Jesus mentioned.
但是他的福气只有在今生。
His blessings only pertain to the present life.
来生就非常难辨。
And his afterlife was rather bitter.
反过来呢，他所熟悉的一个拉撒路，再生很贫穷。
On the other hand, Lazarus, he had a bitter life, physically.
在人看起来，他非常痛苦。
To everyone else, he seemed to be a rather bitter man.
但是，据我所猜想的，拉撒路大概他心里也是很满足的。
But I personally, in my opinion, I think that Lazarus is probably very happy.
他的生活习惯没有什么改变。
There is no change to his lifestyle.
他认为他不需要去到处奔波，也是一种福气。
To him, he doesn't need to travel around too much, so that is a blessing to him.
但是呢，别人的眼光就不一样。
However, in the eyes of others,
那拉撒路他可能呢，心中一直有神。跟他同在。
Things may not be so. In the life of Lazarus, God has always been with him.
那他的福气大部分都是在来生。
And Lazarus' blessings all pertain to his afterlife.
并不是神不祝福他。
It is not that God did not bless Lazarus.
可能那祝福的内容属于他的灵性方面。
But the blessings of Lazarus may be only on the spiritual side.
所以我们弟兄姐妹呢，有的人在灵性方面蒙神的祝福呢，是很丰富的。
Some of us have been richly blessed spiritually by God.
那物质方面跟肉体的健康方面呢，神也不亏待他。
And their physically, their life on earth and their health, God has not forgotten about them as well.
那神的祝福后来都是渐渐借着人的祝福。
The blessings of God are always done through the blessings of man.
那给人家祝福的人的信心也是很重要。
And those who bless others, their faith must be very important.
那接受祝福的人的信心也是很重要的。
And the faith of the one who receives the blessing are also important.
因为神是根据信心来成全的。
Because God will fulfill the blessing based on the faith.
我们教会呢，在公开祝福呢，像献堂典礼有祝福。
In our church, our public blessings usually done at the dedication of a church building.
那在台湾有的教会有敬老会，我曾经回去的时候参加敬老会，就蒙安排来祝福所有的老人跟弟兄姐妹。
There are some churches, they hold a senior appreciation day every year. And when I returned to Taiwan once, I've been asked to participate in the senior appreciation day and to bless the seniors.
那比较普遍的就是结婚典礼的祝福。
A more common blessing are usually around the wedding ceremonies.
所以有的年轻人呢，他很看重这一点。
There are some youth, they tend to emphasize a lot about these blessings.
那这些都是以信心来成全的。
And these blessings are fulfilled based on faith.
那平常呢，弟兄姐妹见面互相问安也是一种祝福。
And when we greet each other, this is also a kind of blessing.
有心无心，这个放在一边。
Whether it's done purposely or not.
但是声音。可以让人得到很舒服。
Your voice can actually bring comfort to others.
所以有的人碰面一问安呢，对方都觉得很舒服。
And sometimes when we greet each other, the other party may feel some comfort because they have heard your voice of concern.
我早上要来教会到车站走路的时候，刚好那个旁边的小路啊，一个卡车的门就打开，就把我挡住了。
On my way to the church this morning, I was walking on a little path next to the station. There was a truck where the truck driver opened the door and blocked my way.
但是我还没有走到前面的时候，那个司机就赶快把门关起来，站在旁边等候我过去。
And before I walked around the door of the truck driver immediately closed the door and stood aside so that I could pass.
我就给他道谢跟请安，那他又回礼，我觉得很舒服。
And I thank him, and I greeted him and thank him, and he in return also greeted me, and I felt very comfortable.
这种习惯呢是能够保持是非常好。
If you can keep up this kind of manner and lifestyle, that would be wonderful.
那我们请看路加福音第六章28节。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 6 verse 28.
路加福音第六章28节。
Luke chapter 6 verse 28. Let those who curse you pray for those who abuse you.
Verse
28 mentions blessings and cursings.
主耶稣强调要祝福。
Our Lord Jesus emphasized on blessings.
不可以咒诅。
We cannot curse anyone.
大部分基督徒都学会这一点。
Most Christians have learned this lesson.
但是在出大亏的时候呢，往往祝福不出来。
However, at times when you find that you are at a disadvantage, you find it hard to give blessings.
互不相识的人呢，祝福不出来。
And also, you find it difficult to bless a complete stranger.
但是主耶稣在这边所看重的，
What our Lord Jesus emphasized here
是助善助美的一面。
It is the side of doing good.
这种助善助美的一面呢，会产生呢。
By doing good, you will often produce this atmosphere of liveliness.
本来另一方没有感情，后来因为助善助美的这一面出现以后，双方就会产生活泼的感情。
Two parties may be complete strangers, but because one side does good, the other side feels good, and also therefore a relationship is bonded.
有一句话说，见面三分礼。
There is a saying that says, "When you see each other, you must always have this three parts of friendliness in it."
内心有激愤的人出现在面前，但是见面的时候，他会比较客气一点。
A person who is very angry at a moment when he sees a complete stranger, he would always show a little bit of courtesy to the other party.
那如果继续产生以礼来对待的话，可能。 做当中呢，活泼的感情就会渐渐发挥出来。
And if that person continues to show his courtesy and goodness to the complete stranger, then the two will bond as there is a friendship that will develop.
这是主耶稣在这边所强调的道理。So
this is what our Lord Jesus is emphasizing here.
那有关祝福的内容呢，早上我有提到亚伯拉罕蒙神祝福。Earlier
this morning, I mentioned that Abraham was blessed by God.
在那个时候，人的祝福很少。At
that time, there were very few blessings to humankind.
那人呢，可能不懂得怎样去祝福人。It
is possible that we humans we don't know how to bless others at that time.
虽然呢，神对亚伯拉罕说，祝福你的呢，那个人也要蒙福。
God said to Abraham that those who bless you shall also receive blessings.
但是亚伯拉罕好像没有。
Abraham initially did not experience this, but later on felt this was indeed true.
这是记在创世第十四章里面有一个祭司啊。In
the book of Genesis, chapter 14, they recorded a priest.
这是亚伯兰去战争回来以后。After
Abraham went out to battle.
那这个人去。 称为撒冷王，叫做麦基洗德，出现在亚伯拉罕的面前。
And the king of Salem, Melchizedek, he appeared to Abraham.
请看创世纪十四章十九节。
Let's read Genesis chapter 14, verse 19. And he blessed him and said, Blessed be Abram by God Most High, maker of heaven and earth.
这个做祭司的给亚伯兰祝福。
Here, the priest or the king of Salem, who is also the high priest, blessed Abraham.
说愿神能够祝福给亚伯拉罕。
And he said, Blessed be Abraham by God Most High.
亚伯兰可能他的心目中的祭司呢是非常尊贵的。
To Abraham, perhaps the position of a priest must be rather high.
所以他就有这种信心来接受对方的祝福。
And therefore, Abraham has the confidence of receiving this blessing.
所以亚伯拉罕的福气呢是很大，但是大多数都忧喜参半。
Indeed, the blessings of Abraham are enormous, but most of the time, there are sorrow and sweetness mixed in.
啊，都是大多数都是先苦后甘的。
Most of the blessings of Abraham, require him to suffer first before he could taste the sweetness.
那我们弟兄姐妹的体会呢，也往往是这样子。
Most of the experiences of brothers and sisters are very similar to those of Abraham.
那在亚伯兰时代呢，我找不出亚伯兰对人祝福。
In the days of Abraham, I could not find an incident where it's recorded that Abraham blessed others.
但却能够找到他的儿子以撒呢，向亚伯兰的孙子祝福。
But I did find a record of the son of Abraham, Isaac, blessing his children.
那以撒的体会跟亚伯兰的体会，开始是先从神那边，得到神的祝福。
The experience of both Abraham and Isaac is that they, the two of them, received blessings from God first.
请看创世纪二十五章十一节。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 25, verse 11.
创世纪二十五章十一节。
Genesis chapter 25, verse 11. After the death of Abraham, God blessed Isaac, his son, and Isaac dwelt in Beer Lahai-Roi.
这里记载亚伯拉已经离世了。这里说神赐福气给以撒。
Here it says that Abraham had passed on, and God blessed Isaac, his son.
那亚伯兰在生活，这个以撒在生活当中呢，也渐渐体会到，真的神与他同在。
And in his daily life, Isaac indeed experienced that God was with him.
那神呢，好几次向他显现。
God also appeared numerous times before him.
那他就懂得呢，来相信神。
And that is how Isaac understood that he.
就是在二十六章第一节以下记载，第二节记载神向以撒显现，叫他不要搬家到埃及去。
If you were to refer to chapter 26, verse 2, it stated that God appeared to Isaac, telling him not to go down to Egypt.
原因就是当时发生饥荒。
The reason for going down to Egypt is that there was a famine in the land.
那在他的父亲亚伯拉罕的时代，也曾经发生饥荒。
In the days of his father Abraham, there was also a famine in the land.
但是那时候亚伯兰就搬到埃及去。
And during the days of Abraham, Abraham decided to move down to Egypt.
神没有阻挡他说不要去。
God did not stop him from moving.
那按照人应尽的本分，应当要发挥自己的才能，就需要去。
But if it were the duty of one person, then he has to do the best that he could, which is to move down to Egypt.
但是这一次以撒呢，神就说你不要去。
However, in this particular time, God said to Isaac that you must not go down to Egypt.
那既然不要去呢，现实的困难就等待神从天上降下来。
If Isaac were to stay put, then he has to wait for God.To show him his blessings.
天上掉下来这种福气可以解决他目前的困难。
Because the blessings from God will be able to resolve his problems, which is there's no food.
那以撒就在信仰生活当中渐渐有体会。
And in his life of faith, Isaac gradually experienced the blessings of God.
体会到神的这个祝福啊。
And indeed, he experienced and felt the blessings of God.
请看二十六章十二节、十三节。
Let's turn to chapter 26, verse 12 to verse 13. Verse 12, And Isaac sowed in that land and reaped in the same year a hundredfold. The Lord blessed him. 13, And the man became rich and gained more and more until he became very wealthy.
以撒的树叶有两部分。
There are two parts to the wealth of Isaac.
细木叶跟龙叶。
One is agriculture, the other is rearing of animals.
有的农场也有做两种树叶。
There are some farmers who also have these two kinds of business.
那以撒因为呢，他听从神的话呢，继续住在那边。来耕农啊，结果有百倍的收成。
Isaac heeded the words of God and stayed in the land, and he decided to plant, and he sowed and reaped a hundredfold.
我曾经请教过人有这种可能，他说不可能，这个好像是神迹。
I once asked an expert whether this is possible, and the response was, "It's not. This is a miracle."
像大温地区今年气候比较温热，那有的人就说啊，可能水果会比较丰收啊，比较大丰收。
This year, the Greater Vancouver area is rather warm, and therefore some have predicted that farmers who planted fruits will have a good crops this year.
那再怎么大丰收啊，百倍的收成，这个是非常困难。
And no matter how good the crops would be in one particular year, but to reap a hundredfold, it seems to be indeed a miracle.
反正这种是形容词啊，也就是说神给他祝福，他才有这么丰富的收入。
And the word a hundredfold is probably just an adjective, and therefore it simply to mean that God has blessed him abundantly.
那十三节记载啊。人的财富也是累积起来的。
Verse 13 also tells us that the wealth of a man is gained bit by bit.
暴发户很容易失败。
Those who become rich overnight, they tend to lose more.
因为有时候读书计划的改变呢，一下子变成一个大富翁。
Sometimes people gain wealth overnight because they own land and the city has decided to change some of the city plans.
有的本来不足钱的农地就变成建地啊，那一下子就很丰富。
And due to the change in the city planning, sometimes the land that used to be worth nothing is now worth more.
但是也有一直累积，然后呢，在物质、社会各方面的发达。
There are also others who accumulate their wealth bit by bit, and as time goes, they become more and more wealthy.
那以撒就是比较属于这一类的祝福。
And the blessings of Isaac is more of this, more aligned with this kind of wealth.
我们弟兄姐妹也有人这种体会。
And among us, brothers and sisters, we also have some who experience exactly the same thing.
那这些都是属于物质方面的这种祝福。
These are all blessings pertaining to the physical world.
但是十四节以下呢，又记载一种以撒呢让他很难过的事情发生。
Starting from verse 14, an incident happened that caused Isaac much sorrow.
一旦你经济好，会惹人的嫉妒啊。
Because you are wealthy, you have now the envy of others.
那时候另外一个民族叫非利士人就嫉妒他。
So a different tribe called the Philistines, they were envious of Isaac.
那也可以说以撒的祝福也是忧喜参半。
So we can say that the blessings of Isaac are both bitter and sweet.
神不会因为腓力四人嫉妒他，神就消灭腓力四人，不会这样。
And God will not destroy the Philistines just because the Philistines were envious of Isaac.
但是却培养出以撒的这个忍让的美德渐渐升高。
Yet, the virtue of Isaac of being patient would develop at that time.
那等到以撒的这种美德到高峰的时候，神的祝福又来临。
And when the peak of this when this virtue of Isaac is peaked, then the blessings of God come down again.
请看二十三节、二十四节。
Let's read verse 23 and 24. From there he went up to Beersheba, 24. And the Lord appeared to him the same night and said, I am the God of Abraham your father. Fear not, for I am with you and will bless you and multiply your descendants for my servant Abraham's sake.
那这里记载神啊，向以撒显现。
Again here, God appeared to Isaac.
这种显现不一定看得见。
This appearance of God may not be a physical appearance.
也许在梦中，也许呢在声音当中体会到神。
Perhaps God appeared in the dream of Isaac, or perhaps God spoke to Isaac.
那神呢？啊，让他所了解的，就是神要赐福给他。
The message was that God wanted to bless him.
那以撒呢？跟神这个接触呢，就渐渐频繁起来。
So the communication between God and Isaac became more frequent.
请看二十五节。
Let's read verse 25. So he built an altar there and called upon the name of the Lord and pitched his tent there. And there Isaac's servant dug a well.
这一节记载，以撒渐渐知道信仰生活跟树叶的这个根源呢。都要有连带关系。
And as time goes, Isaac slowly understood that his faith and his career are both tied together.
所以我们一面上班，一面有美好的信仰，这是非常好的。
If you have a career and you have good faith, this is wonderful.
那从以撒开始，他就懂得呢，怎样来祝福下一辈的人。
And starting from Isaac, he understood the importance of blessing the next generation.
所以创世纪就开始提到呢两代之间啊上一代祝福下一代的事情。
So in the book of Genesis, it gives a record of the blessings of two generations, which is the first generation blessing the next generation.
所以二十七章里面就记载，以撒觉得他年纪已大已高，要祝福他的儿子。
In Genesis chapter 27, Isaac felt that he became old and he felt it's necessary to bless his children.
那当时的文化只有长子才可以得到父亲特别的祝福。
According to tradition, only the oldest son will receive special blessings from his father.
结果呢，祝福错了，他两个儿子呢，他祝福到那个老幺雅各。
However, Isaac blessed the wrong son. He blessed his younger son instead of the older one.
请看二十六章三十节。
Let's read Genesis chapter 27, verse 30. As soon as Isaac had finished blessing Jacob, when Jacob had scarcely gone out from the presence of Isaac, his father, Esau, his brother, came in from his hunting.
以撒给雅各祝福。刚祝福完呢，他的大儿子从旷野打猎回来啊，发现这一幕不对劲啊。
Isaac blessed Jacob, and shortly after that, his older son Esau came home from hunting.
他说：“父亲啊，你怎么不祝福我，祝我弟弟啊？已经搞错，没有办法。”
And Esau felt that something was not right, so he went to his father and said, "Why did you bless my younger brother?" Jacob and not me.
他说：“父亲啊，你没有留下另外的福要给我祝福。”他说：“没有。”
And Esau asked Isaac, "Father, did you not leave any blessings for me?" And Isaac said, "No."
在我在想，可以在一处给他祝福啊。
To me personally, I think that Isaac could have blessed Esau again.
只是祝福雅各是长子的内容，那你也可以对次族祝福，后来他也有对以扫祝福啊。
Isaac blessed Jacob with the content of the blessings for the firstborn, but Isaac could have also blessed Esau with a different content for the second child.
以现在来说，这种观念有时候很困难接受的。
In today's society, it's very difficult for us to understand this concept.
怎么长子就可以得祝福，那次子就不能吗？
Why is it that only the firstborn gets blessings and the rest of the children in line do not get anything?
那在圣经的故事里面就渐渐演变就不一样。
As time goes, and as the humankind history developed, things started to change.
后来呢，我们又发现对婚姻的祝福。
Next, we found the blessings of a marriage.
请看二十八章第一节。
Let's turn to chapter 28, verse 1. Then Isaac called Jacob and blessed him and charged him, "You shall not marry one of the Canaanite women."
以撒呢？他的大儿子以扫比较早婚呐。
The first son of Isaac, Esau, he married rather early.
他体会到啊。他的媳妇好像跟他意见不太融洽。
And Isaac felt that his daughters-in-law did not mix well with the rest of the family.
后来他就很重视这个雅各的这个婚姻啊。
And that is why he especially paid much attention to the marriage of Jacob.
就对婚姻方面给雅各祝福，要他呢娶他的亲族里面有美好信仰的。
He especially charged Jacob with the responsibility of finding a wife within their own family, and especially for a woman who has good faith.
不过当时呢，这个他们对宗教信仰都不太纯，不纯啊。
In those days, they do not have a very clear view of religion.
他的舅舅虽然认上天上的神了，但是不纯啊，这种信仰都不纯。
The uncle of Jacob knows about God, but does not have a very clear view of who God is.
但是他们对神所了解的，就是在这个祝福的层面，所以肉体今生祝福的层面方面。
And their understanding of blessings from God pertains to just the physical life.
所以呢，这个婚姻决定以后啊，这个雅各婚姻决定以后啊
，So when the marriage of Jacob has been decided，
他也得到美好的就果效，但是呢，还是忧喜参半。
When the marriage of Jacob had been decided, he enjoyed his married life. However, this blessing is also bitter and sweet at the same time.
那在关于婚姻的祝福呢？这个以撒要娶利百加的时候。
Regarding the blessings of marriage, when Isaac was about to marry Rebecca.
圣经的记载，利百加的哥哥呢，祝福他的妹妹婚姻美满啊。
The Bible recorded that the brother of Rebecca blessed her and with a good married life.
所以这个时候就让我们知道呢，婚姻方面的祝福也是很重要的。
From here, we understand the importance of this blessing of marriage.
那有关呢，告新约。圣经里面记载就强调这个美满幸福的这种情形。
And in the New Testament, it tells us the importance of having a good married life.
这是传道人保罗他所强调的。
And this is one of the emphasis of Paul.
一个家庭，他经济状况 另外一边，但是呢，婚姻美满，这是也是一种福气的。
In a family, let's put aside the financial worries of a family, and to a family, the importance of being happy is to have a good family life, a good married life.
那保罗在以弗所书第五章里面有强调夫妻两个应尽的本分跟美德啊。
In the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, it describes the duties of both husband and wife and what they should do to, in order to have a good married life.
那当有这些美德能够发挥出来，两个的这个感情，这个家庭的感情呢，就会很活泼，越来越活泼。
When husbands and wives have good married life, then their family life would also be livelier and better.
那保罗在强调这个道理的时候又，连到呢，我们弟兄姐妹跟教会里面。跟教会这个属灵方面的婚姻。
And as Paul describes this life between husband and wife, he then relates it back to the relationship between the members of the church and Christ.
这个是在以弗所书第五章里面保罗特别强调。
This is strongly emphasized in Ephesians chapter 5.
那保罗除了在以弗所书这边强调以外呢，像在哥林多前书第七章里面也有主导这个婚姻方面。
Not only in the book of Ephesians, but also in 1 Corinthians, Paul also mentioned about the importance of a good married life.
其中有一项呢，一般人不太提出来的，不愿意提出来的。
There's one item that most people don't like to talk about.
保罗在那公开的书信里面却提出来。
Yet Paul mentioned it in his open letter.
请看哥林多前书第七章第三节到第五节。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 3 to 5.
哥林多前书七章三节到五节。
1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 3 to verse 5. 3. The husband should give to his wife her conjugal rights, and likewise the wife to her husband. 4. For the wife does not rule over her own body, but the husband does. Likewise, the husband who does not rule over his own body, but the wife does. 5. Do not refuse one another, except perhaps by agreement for a season, that you may devote yourselves to prayer, but then come together again, lest Satan tempt you through lack of self-control.
保罗在这边主导性生活方面。
Here, Paul mentioned about sex life.
有的夫妻的感情就是因为这一方面的不协调而触礁。
Most often, husband and wife do not agree with each other, probably because of this aspect.
能够协调多好呢，就有这个活泼的感情。
Usually, if they have a good sex life, then husband and wife usually can also have a good married life.
那保罗在第七章里面也提到有关另一半的不同的信仰。
Paul also mentioned that what happened if your spouse has a different religion.
不要因为不同的信仰而影响到家庭的和睦。
And Paul said that do not let your different faith affect your family life or the harmony of your family life.
请看十二节十三节。
Let's read verse 12 to verse 13. 12. To the rest I say, not the Lord, that if any brother has a wife who is an unbeliever, and she consents to live with him, he should not divorce her. 13. If any woman has a husband who is an unbeliever, and he consents to live with her, she should not divorce him.
这里提到夫妻不同信仰。
Here he mentions husband and wife with different faiths.
不要因为不同信仰而造成婚姻破裂，不要这样。
Do not have a divorce because you have different faith.
这是保罗特别强调的。
So here's a point that Paul especially emphasized.
请看十六节。
Let's read verse 16. Wife, do you know whether you will save your husband? Husband, how do you know whether you will save your wife?
这里提到不同信仰呢，可以努力成为同样的信仰。
If husband and wife have different faith, then they can work together so that they will have one faith.
当然要加上祷告，神的带领。
And of course, one important element is prayer and also God's guidance.
那有关目前我们教会这个婚姻的观念呢，也渐渐 有调整。
And the concept of marriage in our church has slowly adjusted.
同样的信仰对比例来说呢，很困难。
To have same faith, it's rather difficult.
所以渐渐渐渐，现在的观念就渐渐调整。
So gradually, our concept of marriage has changed.
根据保罗在这边所说的，能够带领一方来相信，这也是很好的工作。
And based on what Paul said here, if you're able to bring your spouse, who is a non-believer, over to church, it's also wonderful.
就是有很多事情呢，是有伸缩性，不是硬性。这样就是这样，可能会触礁的。
There are many things that are flexible. It's not completely hard or a carved in stone that cannot be changed.
这个不只是保罗啊，他有这种观念，彼得也有。
This concept is not just Paul's. Peter also has the same idea.
请看彼得前书第三章第一节。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 1.
彼得前书第三章第一节。
1 Peter chapter 3, verse 1. Likewise, you wives, be submissive to your husbands, so that some, though they do not obey the word, may be won without a word by the behavior of their wives.
彼得在这边提到，好的品性可以感化对方。
Here, Paul, Peter said that if you have good behavior, you could change someone.
这个不只提到妻子了，第七节也提到做丈夫应尽的本分。So
there's not only directed to the wives, but verse 7 also mentioned about the husbands.
凡事要按照情理而来，不可以霸道型的。It
says here, live considerately.
这个是古代啊。 他们传道人啊，对婚姻的主导。
So these are some of the guidance that the preachers of the olden days gave us.
为什么要这样主导？就是因为要得到神的祝福，神的福气。
Why do they guide us this way? Because this is a way of receiving God's blessings.
那有关呢？以撒他对儿子的婚姻的祝福，这个呢，我们也很重视。
We should also place emphasis where Isaac blessed Jacob's marriage.
但是现在呢，对这个婚姻的观念啊，并不是说没有结婚就不幸福，不能这么说。And
today, we cannot say that just because someone is not married, then he or she is not happy.
不一定哈。That
may not necessarily be true.
像有的国家福利很好，有的人他就虽然没有结婚，他还是过得很幸福。There's
some countries with good welfare. Therefore, even though a person may not be married, but they still have a very happy life.
所以有的人就抱着自然的这个形成发展。So
some prefer to let things happen the way they should.
当然不能强调错与不错，都不能这么强调。So
we can no longer say these people may be right or wrong.
那有关以撒方面呢？除了这个让我们知道他对婚姻的祝福以外，So
other than the blessing of marriage for Isaac,
他也留给他的儿子雅各知道神的祝福很重要。He
also left for his son the lesson of knowing the importance of God's blessings.
所以在创世纪28章就记载雅各体会到神的祝福。In
Genesis chapter 28, Jacob experienced the blessings of God.
但是这种祝福是在梦中的。However,
he dreamt about the blessings of God.
有的做梦是从神来，有的是日有所思夜有所梦，一大堆啊。
Some dreams are from God, some are not.
那这个梦的内容有时候奇奇怪怪。And
sometimes the content of your dreams are strange.
那雅各在梦中蒙神祝福，这个是很清晰的，真的是从神来的。And
Jacob being blessed by God in his dream, this is a very clear dream that he knows it's from God.
如果你在梦中得到祝福，那醒过来，哎，还是空的了。
Sometimes you dream that you have been blessed by God, but when you wake up, everything is still the same.
但是也有信徒在梦中说得圣灵。 他醒过来赶快祷告，真的得到圣灵，也有这种见证。
And we have experiences where members dreamt that they received the Holy Spirit, and after they wake up, they immediately prayed, and they indeed received the Holy Spirit.
所以人与神之间有一些很奥妙的事情，让人很困难了解。
And there's always some mystery between God and humans, and sometimes it's very difficult for us to comprehend.
不过雅各在梦中蒙神祝福的时候呢，或者他祷告求神呢，在他未来的路程啊来带领他。
In his dream, Jacob prayed to God that God were to guide him in his future.
因为这种梦中的祝福呢，也是忧喜参半的。And
even this blessing in the dream is a mixture of bitterness and sweetness.
所以雅各呢，他到达他的舅舅那个城的时候，
When Jacob arrived at the city of his uncle,
他开始他的人生的另一阶段的生活。
It is the beginning of another chapter of his life.
他在他舅舅那边混斗了二十年，成立家庭，成为一个人口比较多又事业比较大的这个大家庭。
For 20 years, he worked for his uncle, and in those 20 years, he has established his family, which is rather big, and he has also gained quite a bit of wealth.
他虽然在梦中得到神的祝福，但是他还是很认真工作，不要只等待从天上掉下福气下。
Even though he was blessed by God in his dream, he still worked hard in his life. He did not wait for blessings to drop from heaven.
所以人得到神的祝福，或者是人奉神的名给你祝福，你也要尽本分去发挥。So
when God blesses you or when other people bless you, you must still do your very best and make your best effort.
像婚姻的祝福，也是双方面要互相努力遵守神的道理。
For example, the blessings of a marriage, both husband and wife must work hard to have a good married life.
还有就是信心来接受，就渐渐会实现出来。
And with faith, they accepted the blessings so that the blessings will fulfilled gradually.
那这种祝福呢，往往是忧喜参半，就是先苦后甘。
And most of these blessings are a mix of bitterness and sweetness because you have to make an effort, which means you have to suffer first before you can taste the sweetness.
但是婚姻有的刚开始是好像先甘后苦，但是也不见得。There's
some marriage that seems that you taste the sweetness first and then the bitterness.
所以雅各呢，他在他舅舅那边住了二十年以后。
And after 20 years, or after spending 20 years living with his uncle,
他想要回到他以前居住的地方。
Jacob wanted to return to his homeland.
那经过跟他的舅舅冲突以后，安静下来以后。
So after his conflict with his uncle, and as everything has gone back to normal,
那他的舅舅呢，也是给他的孙女，就雅各的这个儿子们祝福。我们请看创世纪31章。His
uncle also blessed the sons of Jacob. Let's turn to Genesis 31.
31章55节。
Genesis chapter 31 of verse 55. Early in the morning, Laban arose and kissed his grandchildren and his daughters and blessed them. Then he departed and returned home.
Laban本来有怪雅各跟他的女儿，后来呢，到底还是自己的亲人。所以当他们安静下来，要分离的时候，还是给他祝福。
And earlier, Laban was not happy with Jacob and his daughters because they wanted to depart from him. But as things settled down, Laban finally gave in and kissed his grandchildren and his daughters goodbye.
所以拉班看起来还有一点像基督徒。So
just from this particular incident, we can see that Laban still resembles somewhat of a Christian.
虽然他的信仰不纯啊，但是还算不错。
Although his faith may not be pure, but he's still considered a good man.
那雅各呢，他回到还没有回到本来居住的地方当中呢，他又碰到困难的事情。And
on his way home, Jacob met another incident.
这也是他蒙神祝福的忧喜参半的内容。
And it is again another blessing that is bitter and sweet.
就是32章记载, 他要跟他的哥哥见面的一些困难的事情。
Recorded in Genesis chapter 32, Jacob realized that there will be some problems when he comes face to face with his brother Esau.
那能够得到安人平安回到那边啊, 神的祝福很重要。
In order for him to return safely home, here is where the blessings of God is very important to him.
可能他相信呢，神有办法化敌为友啊。And
he believed that it's possible that God would have changed Esau to become his friend instead of his enemy.
所以还没有见面之前呢，雅各在那前一天晚上啊，深夜就跟神交通啊，求神一定要祝福他。
So the day before he was, or the night before he was to meet his brother Esau, Jacob prayed to God, hoping that God would bless him.
这是32章记载，雅各跟神、跟天使摔跤啊，这个过程。And
in chapter 32 of Genesis, recorded that Jacob and God were wrestling.
请看创世32章26节。
Let's read Genesis chapter 32, verse 26. 26, then he said, Let me go, for the day is breaking. But Jacob said, I will not let you go unless you bless me.
雅各呢，跟对方啊，说你一定要给我祝福，否则我不放你走。And
here, Jacob met a man who wrestled with him, and the man said to Jacob, Let me go, because the day is breaking.
他抱住他，你一定要给我祝福啊。
But Jacob refused to let him go and said, I will not let you go unless you bless me.
那这种祝福的内容就是能够化敌为友啊。And
the message of the blessing is that he must be able to change Esau to be friendly towards Jacob.
不只这样才能够带来全家平安啊。Because
only then peace will fall upon Jacob's family.
否则的话他20年的辛苦啊，就一下子就完蛋了。
Otherwise, the 20 years of hardship that Jacob suffered would all go up in smoke.
所以说来说去, 神的祝福很重要。
So the bottom line is that the blessing of God is very important here.
请看29节。
Let's read 29, verse 29. Then Jacob asked him, Tell me, I pray, your name. But he said, Why is it that you ask my name? And there he blessed him.
那对方呢? 雅各就很好奇你是什么民族啊？啊，你这
And here, Jacob was curious and asked the name of the man, and the man said, Why is it that you have to know my name? But he did bless Jacob.
那雅各呢，他虽然说安心了，还是忧喜参半了，因为跟那个人在摔跤的时候就受到伤害，他的大腿就受伤了。And
even though Jacob got the blessing that he asked for, this blessing is still bitter and sweet because Jacob injured himself during the wrestling.
这也是呢，忧喜参半的祝福。This
blessing from this man is bitter and sweet.
那下午就讲到这里，下个礼拜再继续这个主题。And
I end my sermon here this afternoon. I will continue on with this topic next week.
唱赞美诗73首。Let
us sing hymn number 73.
英文赞美诗，请唱到第3节。
For those singing the English hymn, please sing up to stanza 3.